I know there are prophecies, Abba. Jesus, I want your heart. Jesus, I want your heart. Oh.
I know there are graces.
I know there are graces. Oh.
I know there are poopies.
I know there are poopies to climb.
Jesus, I want your heart.
Jesus, I want your heart. Oh. Jesus, oh. Jesus, I want your heart. Oh.
I know there are concerts.
I know there are concerts.
But Jesus, I want your
heart.
I know there are crusades. I know there are programs. Jesus, I need your heart. My Lord, I need your heart. I know there are billboards. I know there are flyers. But Jesus, I want your heart. Jesus, I want your heart. Let me be a man.
There's a way a man will have all of these things and then miss God. He will totally miss God. There's a way a man will have everything like this and he will miss God totally. Jesus, let me win your heart. Even if I'm an usher in the church, whatever post, a protocol officer, let me win your heart. I don't need to be a music minister alone before I win the heart of God. It is not the music minister that serves. A protocol serves. Usher serves. Choir member, you to serve. So Lord, let me win your heart. In my position in church, a cleaner, let me win your heart.
In my position, let me win your heart.
Whatever post I take, I know they are mantles. I know they are pulpits. I know they are graces. But let me win your heart. Your heart works more than all these things. Imagine a man carrying a man too, and he doesn't win the heart of God. Imagine a man carrying a bishopric anointing and doesn't win the heart of God.
Gap.
Imagine a man with an archbishop anointing and still doesn't win the heart of God. That is what the Lord meant when he said, what shall it profit a man if he gains the world and lose the soul? That is what it meant. If you gain everything, if you gain mantle, if you gain grace, if you gain anointing, if you gain stage, if you gain program, billboards, your picture is in all the billboards, but you have not won the heart of God. What shall it profit a man if all he has is anointing? What will it profit a man if all he has is anointing? Jesus, I want your heart. I know there are mountains. I know there are processes. But Jesus, I want your heart. Jesus, I want your heart. This is my new cry. I know there are graces. I know there are boobies. But Jesus, I want your heart. My lover, I want your heart. Let me be a music minister after your heart, oh. Let me be that choir member after your heart, oh. Let me be that usher after your heart, oh. Let me be that protocol after your heart, oh. Oh. Jesus, I know there are mountains. I know there are prophecies. There were a lot of prophecies that were spoken upon my life. But after all of this, and your heart. Your heart. Your heart. You will be great in life. I see you going places. I see you doing this. Your heart. As I'm going places, your heart. As I'm flying places, your heart. Your heart. Let me not forget your heart. Let me not forget your heart. There's a way. There's a way. Father, we have children and there will be one particular one that will be after that. He loves all of them, but there is one. There's that very one special one. What did that one do to win that place? Whatever David did, Jesus helped me. Whatever David did to win that space, it will not be heard that David was the only man in the heart. It can't be heard. How will, in all your creation, one man is after your heart? How will in all of creation, one man? No. I must hear that voice that will speak and say, you are after my heart. You are after my heart. And I know it. I am convinced in my heart that I am after his heart. So even if I minister in Dunamis, even if I minister in Kosa, in House on the Rock, I must be after your heart. Take all those platforms away if I cannot be after your heart. What is the essence? To gain all these things and then I'm not after your heart. Many of these ministers are chasing after platforms now. How will my song blow? And they forget the main heart. The one who can just blow a breath on the sound and it will travel to nations. They forget the greatest promoter, who is Jesus. And then they are chasing after stages and platforms and pastors that tomorrow can just forget them. Jesus, I want you. The beautiful thing about winning the heart of God is even when you mess up, he still loves you. There's a way, he doesn't joke with you. Look at David now. Look at David now. Look at David. For every time Saul attempted to kill him, he never got him. Every time. Every time so I attempted to kill that man, he never could. I must be after the heart of God. because of you in a plane, God will save everybody. Do you know what it means to be after the heart of God? You are in a building that is about to collapse, but because of you, God saves everybody. You are in a family where they say nobody succeeds, but because you are there, God saves everybody. That is the heart of God. What the heart of God can do to a man. I know they are calling me Benin, Abuja, everywhere, Zimbabwe. My name is everywhere, I know, but your heart. Jesus, I want your heart. My love, I want your heart. Oh, just thank him. Thank him for the revelation. Because how you know that God is involved in your devotion is when it comes to speak. He has spoken this morning to us. This is a message to every one of us. God is calling us to his heart. Jesus is calling us to his heart. He's saying that, I think you are losing focus. Come to my heart. Come into my heart. Come into my heart. Come into my heart. He's calling his son. He's saying, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in to stay. Come in today. Come in and dwell. Come and stay. Come and stay. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Amen. Into my heart. Come into my heart. Into my heart. Come into my heart. Lord Jesus. Hey. Come in to stay. Come in today. Come into my heart. Lord Jesus. I know that Jesus has spoken to us this morning. And our hearts are ready to minister to people. The soul of man is very precious to God. And you cannot stand before them empty. Thank God for these broken hearts. Thank God.